USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is continuing his tour Saturday through the areas in Kentucky which were devastated by last weekend's tornadoes. McConnell saying that there is a looming economic reality that municipalities are facing as they attempt to recover and rebuild.
After this first period of 30 days where the federal government picks up the entire cost of the cleanup, you get into a much more challenging period. How do you build back? How do you pay for it?
Governor Andy Beshear saying 78 people have died from the tornadoes in Kentucky, and adding that everyone reported missing has been accounted for. A federal appeals court is reinstating the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for companies with 100 or more employees. This coming after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Michael Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The United Postal Service is reaching a settlement. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes explains.
The U.S. Postal Service is reaching a settlement with the NAACP over mail delays and their effect on election ballots. The Postal Service has agreed to take what it calls extraordinary measures to get ballots delivered for the 2022 midterm elections. Weekly reports will be provided on service performance starting 6 weeks before the actual elections. Mail-in ballot guidance will also be publicly posted no later than February 1st for federal primary elections and October 1st for general elections. The NAACP filed the lawsuit in 2020 arguing the changes made in the delivery system made it unreliable and led to confusion before the election.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending the weekend in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate is not hitting one of its self-imposed goals.
The Senate wrapped up its work for the year with Democrats punting work on Build Back Better and a debate over it changing the rules into 2022. The Senate adjourned for the year early Saturday morning after a marathon of votes that lasted throughout the day Friday into a rare all-night session and threatened to drag into next week without an agreement. But leaving for the holidays officially punts both President Biden's climate and social spending legislation and voting rights legislation, which would require a change in the Senate rules into next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The White House saying President Biden will be giving an Omicron variant-focused speech on Tuesday. This as the number of COVID cases in the United States continues to rise. The Spelling Bee has a new host.
Actor LeVar Burton's status as a champion for literacy makes him the perfect pick as the next host of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Burton is the former longtime host and executive producer of PBS's iconic Reading Rainbow. And during the pandemic, he hosted live Twitter streams and podcasts featuring him reading aloud to kids and adults. Scripps has announced LeVar Burton will host the Spelling Bee Finals next year, June 1st and 2nd, at a location near Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio Network Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.